the backyard, sitting down low on a bench, putting my hands through the garden soil, appreciating the 20 plus years it's taken for this garden to get even close to the right kind of soil, and it's barren right now. John Jay, we've got my favorite growing season coming up over the next 4 or 5 months.
Right.
Clue me in. What and when?
Well, so the what is, there's an easy way for me to remember what cool season or winter vegetables are. And those are the things we eat the leaf of, the root of, or what I call a modified stem or flower of. And what I mean by those are going to be broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, those things. Root crops are pretty self-explanatory. Carrots, beets, turnips, radishes, and there's some, things, oddball things like kohlrabi and parsnips and, all of those.
I'm going to try onions again.
Onions.
But I got to get the right seed. You got to get that.
Well, it depends on what kind of onion you want to grow. If you want to grow a green onion, just where you use the green tops of.
I got those.
That you can pretty much grow any way you want. You can buy the sets, which looks like a little mini onion. And those make green onions in a month or 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, they're fast. Nice. I've always challenged the big.
If you want to grow a big onion, then you plant really probably from seed. And you want to find a short day type onion. Usually,
that's critical.
Usually, it'll have the So the one that comes to mind, I think, is Texas Grano 10/15. Well, the 10/15 is for October 15th. That's the ideal planting date.
I love that. I wish all seeds had that name. Give me the day.
I don't know if it's still available, but you want to, go to the garden center and ask them which one of these is a short day onion and plant those from seed. And you can start doing those now. Really, from you mentioned too early. If you're planting from seed and your soil is ready, you're good to go. I mean, it's you want to plant seeds when that soil is still warm for them to germinate. And then as they kind of germinate, start coming up, we're getting cooler. The soil is staying warmer, so it makes for a little incubator in that soil. And the stress on the leaf of the plant as it comes up is getting less and less because the days are cooling and shortening. So if your soil is good to go, if you've been doing the preparation thing now for a couple of weeks, then you can start planting from seed. I have no problem, by mid-September, first day of fall to start. Now, if you're going to plant transplants, and there's a place for both. I mean, how many of something are you going to plant? Things like leafy greens, you're probably going to use quite a few of those. So you might want to do seed and do a row or two of those because you want a lot of them. You're going to use them fast. Things like, it's not a cool season plant, but like let's just take tomatoes, for instance. Planting tomatoes from seed. Well, how many tomato plants do you want in your garden?
Wow.
If you have two or three tomato plants, for most people, that's, if you're successful, that's a lot of tomatoes. So kind of take into account how much of something you're going to use. And that can determine whether you plant starters or seed or, however you want to do it. And most seed is fine just to start right in the ground. This time of year, it's warm enough. You don't need to start ahead of time in the house or someplace in a seed flat and then transplant them. You can go right in the ground with them.
So you're giving us the green light.
Green light's
God
on.
Doggone it, I thought I had a couple weekends.
Green light's on. Well,
nice try.
So the beautiful thing about the winter garden is you do have a couple of weeks. You have a long time. You can multi-crop.
Yes.
So you could plant, a row of mixed greens or spinach or something, wait a month, plant another row so that you have them coming, if you have space for this.
Yeah.
So that you have these coming on it's a long season. So it starts in September and really goes through April or May in some cases. With these cool season vegetables. So it's not like tomatoes. If you're a month or a couple of weeks late with tomatoes, you, in some cases, you're just done. You might as well not plant. You miss.
Well, so the one thing you would have to be concerned about between now and March is if we have a freeze. So it's a good idea to go ahead and buy those cloths as soon as you can, right? Because a lot of times the freezes are coming and it's too late and there's nothing in the stores. So yeah, to get ready for that winter crop.
Well, yeah. And the nice thing about what we're planting now is the kind of frost or freezes we get is probably not going to be that effective. Have that much of an effect on.
What about your lettuce?
Cool. Even that? Some lettuces, it can burn, but you're right. I would have, buy the frost cloth before. It's kind of like if you wait till you're raining and the roof's leaking to fix your roof, you're in trouble. If you wait till we have, you know, the day before it's going to freeze hard and you go around trying to find frost cloth and coverings, you know, you might be out of luck. You know, it doesn't take up much room.
That's the great thing about it. It stores easily.
It stores very easily.
Get it now, roll it up, and put it in a corner.
It keeps for several years. Don't throw it away. Just fold it up. Dry it good. Fold it up. Put it away. Keep it for year after year. A lot of people use, it's a little different product, but frost cloth works just fine. They'll use it actually after they plant their seed. They'll throw that on there as a row cover. It keeps, you know, that ground a little shaded. It keeps it a little moist. It keeps the insects. We haven't had big whitefly problems in a number of years, but people, when whiteflies were really bad 15, 20 years ago, people would use these row covers to at least have those plants get a chance to get up before they got just inundated with whitefly. So there's nothing wrong with using frost cloth is kind of a starter and it's light enough, the plants will kind of push it up, then take it off. So it's multifaceted. It's a good product to have in the garden for a number of things.
Well, you were talking about success and how much more fun it makes gardening. And I've had more success in the last 3 or 4 years than I've ever had. Now I'm trying to dial down. I have my whole garden area on one sprinkler valve. So Everything I plant gets the same routine. I'm discerning now, not all the plants are happy with completely the same watering system. So maybe we'll dive into the weeds on watering the garden when we get back.